This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The Concord School District has been under scrutiny since April when Concord High School teacher Primo Howie Leong was arrested on felony charges of sexually assaulting a former student. The district has been accused of mishandling allegations, including multiple student reports against Leong. Last night, the Concord School Board held a meeting to gather public input on its policies on sexual harassment, abuse, and community safety. NHPR's education reporter, Sarah Gibson, attended that meeting and is in the studio now to talk about that. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Okay, Sarah, this was a public meeting. Did a lot of members of the public show up?
They did. There were about 50 people there. That includes school board members. And it was tense. There were lots of parents there whose kids had worked closely with Leong, the teacher in question.
Let's talk a little bit about what started this. These charges Leong is facing, what exactly are the charges against him?
They're very serious. He's facing multiple felony-level charges of sexually assaulting one single Concord student while she was at the Runlet Middle School, as well as while she was at a summer camp in Massachusetts that he worked at. And because some of that assault allegedly happened in Massachusetts, he's actually in jail and court proceedings there in Massachusetts. However, there are ongoing investigations, and more charges could emerge here in New Hampshire.
Okay, students have been reporting concerns about Leong for a while. What happened with that?
Yeah, well, that's where the school district is in some trouble, because there were reports dating back 5 years ago in 2014. Anna Goebel, who is a student at Runlet Middle School, she reported that his behavior made her uncomfortable. It crossed boundaries, and she was actually suspended for making that report, suspended for, quote, malicious gossip, and says she was ridiculed by her peers and not believed by teachers. Then more recently, in December of 2018, students reported seeing Leong kiss a student in the student parking lot at the high school where he then was working. And that does seem to have catalyzed some action by the district. They did report it eventually to the Department of Education, who has new guidelines for how to deal with this. However, Leong continued to work for many months at that school until he was placed on administrative leave and shortly thereafter arrested.
And he was actually defended by many faculty members. Is that true?
That is true.
This meeting was focused, Sarah, on creating better policies. What ideas and concerns did you hear from parents and other community members that were there last night?
So the mother of Anna Goebel, the student who had been suspended for making reports, was there. Her name is Kate Fry, and she told me,
I think the biggest lesson out of this is we tell our kids, if you see something, say something. We need to hear them as adults.
It was really emotional for parents and grandparents and advocates there, many of whom had worked with Leong for years and not known about any of these reports. Betsy McNamara is one of those parents.
Tonight was a little tough because we had to focus on policies going forward instead of asking and getting answers to what happened and how it could possibly be that that man was in very, very close contact with my son for 3.5 months after the initial report.
So even the critics, the parents that are really concerned about the district's handling, they do say that this meeting last night was a good first step. They felt heard. They felt like there were messy, important conversations about what's missing in the policies of the district regarding sexual harassment. And it seemed like a lot of people were coming to consensus that there definitely needs to be district-wide training for all staff. Right now, Concord doesn't have that. However, the thing parents really want is to see the findings from the investigation.
They want transparency.
Yes, the school board has hired an investigator to determine what went wrong. And it's supposed to wrap up by the end of July, this investigation. Some parts can't be shared because of confidentiality issues, because this is an ongoing criminal investigation. However, parents are pressuring the district to share as much as possible with families so that they can basically rebuild trust with the district, that the district has their kids' interest at heart.
Okay, we know, Sarah, you'll be reporting more on this as it unfolds. Sarah Gibson is NHPR's education reporter. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.